Of all the high school rites of passage, none is more symbolic than the prom. It's the one night where you get to dress up, take out the date of your dreams, and dance the night away. But prom night doesn't always work out the way we expect it. WMUK's Aaron Williams got a lesson in high school meltdowns from the cast of Marshall Civic Players' production of Zombie Prom.
It starts out with a couple who are madly in love, but then her parents make her break it off, and he's heartbroken. And so he decides that he's going to kill himself by throwing himself into the nuclear plant. But then he comes back.
That's 16-year-old Josh Freeland. He's playing the character of Johnny in the Marshall Civic Players production of Zombie Prom. It's a musical with an all-teen cast, but there are more theater veterans on stage than you would think. A lot of the kids in this show have been acting since they were in their single digits, which is more than half their lives if you think about it.
I've done theater here for 6 or 7 years now. I think since I went into sixth grade. I play sports, I do theater, and that's pretty much my life right now.
Freeland is going for both comic relief and emotion, a hard line to walk in the theater world.
People can expect a lot of laughs. Maybe a tear or two, I'm hoping. I'm hoping that I can get people to love my character so much that when he dies, they'll feel sympathy.
14-year-old Riley Wilson is playing the role of Toffee, Johnny's date in the play. All the starring female characters have sweet names. Candy, Coco, Ginger. It's like taking a trip to the grocery store.
All the guys are J's and all the girls are like sweet things, if ginger is sweet. Some of them are seasonings. She's like the good girl, I guess, in the show. Good girl falls for bad boy.
This is Riley's first time playing a lead role, and she says she's excited. She feels that the show plot is, in her words, a bit cheesy, but fun nonetheless.
Johnny, don't go to the nuclear plant. There we go. I sing about him committing suicide. By the title, you can tell he's probably not going to stay dead.
When Johnny comes back from the dead as a zombie and isn't allowed to return to school, feisty journalist Eddie Flagrante comes in to make the story as sensational as possible. His original motive is to be ruthless in reporting on the zombie prom problem. But, as 18-year-old actor Isaiah Potter explains, the play uses comedy to teach tolerance.
Just because he's different doesn't mean that he shouldn't be treated just like everybody else. And that's a big problem in today's society, I think. Just because I'm in a theater doesn't mean I can't go play basketball. And it has that basic info that just because you're different doesn't mean you just can't be like everybody else or do everything like everybody else. It's just funny, and it's different. That's what I have to say. I've never done something like this before, and I'm really proud I did.
Zombie Prom will only be on stage for one weekend, but producer Christina Wood says it's worth the trip.
These kids have been working at this. Some nights just dancing literally the same dance over and over and over again until they get it right, till it looks good. Yes, they are determined.
Zombie Prom opens July 17th. For WMUK, I'm Erin Williams.